Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. It seems an odd thing to say because the thief is perfectly aware that his fate is already sealed. An excruciating death will snuff out his life within a few short hours. He must also realize that Jesus, nailed to a cross himself, is powerless to help either of them. Nevertheless, the thief gently and reverently pleads, Jesus, remember me. To someone without faith, a condemned man's appeal must have seemed pointless, if not absurd. Nevertheless, anyone steeped in the Hebrew faith would have recognized the request as something profoundly theological. The good thief is tapping into a deep vein of Jewish piety. You see, what the thief asks of Jesus, that Jesus remember him, is precisely what God is supposed to do. Remembering is God's work. The Old Testament records more than 24 instances where God is said to do just that. God remembering God's people, God remembering God's promises. I much prefer the Spanish word for remember. In English, memory seems to be located somewhere up here in the head. I call to mind some person or some event. The Spanish word, recordar, on the other hand, situates memory squarely in the heart. Recordar. Here's the quote, the corazón. In Spanish, memory involves not simply calling someone to mind, but holding that person deep within the recesses of one's heart. That's how God remembers people. That's how God remembers you and me, by cradling us deep within his heart. Do you remember the story of Noah from the Old Testament? The book of Genesis describes how torrential rainfall of 40 days and 40 nights ravaged the earth, leveling cities and wiping out entire populations. But then Genesis says, God remembered Noah. God didn't just wake up one morning and suddenly recall the ark bobbing in the water somewhere. God remembered Noah. God held Noah in the hollow of his heart. And when God holds a person in his heart, God is moved to act for the good of that person. Genesis goes on to say, God remembered Noah and the waters subsided. That's what the good thief had in mind when he asked Jesus to remember him. He was saying, although I'm a sinner, Jesus, hold me in your heart and let your heart be moved to help me somehow. The first book of Samuel recounts another episode involving God's memory. It's the heart-wrenching story of Hannah, a barren woman who desperately yearned for a child. Hannah fears that her childless death will cause her husband to abandon her. So she journeys to the shrine of Shiloh and pours out her heart to God in tears so desperate that the attending priest thinks she must be drunk. And scripture says, but God remembered Hannah. God took this disconsolate woman and her distress and enclosed them within his heart. And that heartfelt remembering moved God to act on her behalf. Hannah went on to conceive a dear son who grew up to become the prophet Samuel. It's a story that every college Jew would know by heart. And that's what the good thief had in mind when he pleaded, Jesus, remember me. He was saying, Jesus, just as God took Hannah and her pain into his heart, I ask you to take me and my pain now into your heart. And then somehow, I know I will find peace. Jesus, remember me, seems deceptively simple. Nevertheless, his three short words encompass a whole world of human yearning and need. Perhaps we would all do well to develop an easy familiarity with those words. In those moments when we realize how half-heartedly we sometimes live as Christian spouses or Christian parents or Christian disciples, let the words of that Jesus, remember me. Remember how deep in my heart of hearts I truly want to be good and loving and faithful. When we feel overworked and underappreciated, let us pray, Jesus, remember me. Caress my wounded heart within your sacred heart and help me to remember how much you love me. When we are overwhelmed by anxiety or pain, let's make our prayer, Jesus, remember me. Take my pain into your heart. Ease my fear and let me feel your peace. In those quiet few moments after the communion this evening, why not